Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." And Jesus rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. Jesus said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus asks his disciples two questions. Who do the crowd say that I am? Who do you say that I am? It is significant that the questions come, we are told from Luke, while Jesus is praying in solitude. What prompted Jesus to ask these questions of his disciples? Did he recognize something in his prayer that he needed his friends to confirm? Was he looking for affirmation of what he knew about himself? Was he wondering if his life reflected the person he was inside? It is likely that at some point in our lives, each of us faces, in our own way, the questions that Jesus asked, and those questions that philosophers have asked since human beings began to self-reflect. Who am I? What is my purpose in life? Our bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, literally give us meaning, millions of titles to select from in our quest to find the answers. In the first days of our lives, we tend to listen to and rely heavily on external voices. We wonder what our friends think of us. We try desperately to make ourselves into the latest celebrity or fashion image. We are easily seduced into assuming the identity packaged by our contemporary culture. Because of the power of the external voices, good parental and adult guidance is critical for our young people. And for all of us, a clear alternative voice is essential. Jesus found his alternative voice in the depth of his prayer. In the inner quiet, alone place, Jesus listened to the voice of God speaking what he needed to hear most. "You are my son, in whom I am well pleased." Out of this knowing, Jesus held all the graces necessary to fulfill his life purpose. When we take the great questions to prayer and listen to the God voice inside, a peace begins to grow. As we know ourselves in God, peace begins to pervade our every thought, word, and deed. Inner peace, which ultimately leads to world peace, is born from the seeds of honesty, truth, integrity, and authenticity. Peace arrives when we come home to ourselves in the all-embracing love of God. We become real when we discover the answer to the ultimate question: who does God say that I am? May we find time today to sit in the solitude, to pray in the solitude as Jesus did, to come home to his true identity, and in turn, live the life of God in our world.